American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good morning. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHS. Day number two of the Johnny Hop Tournament here at Duncan as Hastings 5 Points Bank gets set to take on Omaha Gross in game number one today. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kendig and coach opening up the tournament last night with a nice win over Millard South 6-2. You guys had a big sixth inning and that was all that you needed.
Yeah, you know, we've talked all year having the pitching and defense to keep us in ball games, and that's exactly what our defense, you know, even though we had a couple errors, our pitching worked around them, kept us in a 2-1 game, and we were just waiting for our big inning. We got it and came away with the W.
Yeah, just to kind of maintain, like you said, maintain yourself through the first five innings, kind of wiggled out of some jams, Millard South unable to push across any more runs, and just kind of maintain until that final inning.
Yeah, you know, Zach's got a lot of faith in his defense. They've been there for him all year. Our defense has a lot of faith in Zach to, you know, if they do make a mistake, that he's good enough to get him out of it, minimize the damage there in that second or fourth inning, whatever it was, and you know, we just came away, and we've played hard. Our effort is starting to turn into production, and that's what we've preached all year.
Zach Merrill, the winning pitcher last night, he had 7 strikeouts in the ball game, walked just one. That's a typical Zach Merrill pitching.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be around the zone. He's going to throw that fastball in the outside corner. Last night he was getting that pitch, and he takes advantage of it when he does.
Threw 103 pitches in the ball game, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, we probably weren't going to go with him in that seventh inning. We had Brady Staten warming up, and then we kept adding on in the sixth inning. Once we got up 4, we felt like we could go Zach and let him finish that game. He deserved it.
A couple of guys came up big in that sixth inning for you. We had Brock Drury. He scored, had a couple of base hits in the ballgame. Brooks Asher had one of the big base hits in the sixth inning. He had a single that drove in a couple of runs. And Ryan Kern also drove in a couple of runs in that sixth inning. So you're getting production up and down the line.
Yep, up and down. Our 8 hitter last night had probably the biggest hit, arguably, of the night. Brooks has been all over in the order. He's hit 4, he's hit 5, he's hit 6, you know, all the way around in that middle. We kind of settled him in at that 5 hole, and he's really been getting hot for us.
What is the deal with him? You have moved him up and down the order. What are you looking for there?
You know, he's just, for being a sophomore, about as mature a kid as we've got. Knows the game really well, you know, and that's just part of being a catcher. You know, you just have those guys behind the plate that are intelligent. He knows the game. He knows what we're trying to do. So, you know, he was a good guy for us to put in that 4 until we could find the guy, and Mace has filled in there pretty nice for us. So we were able to move him back down. You know, he's coming off a freshman year where he played up as a junior. He's starting to see some really big curveballs that he's not used to seeing in that 4 hole. So we thought we'd move him back down for a little bit, got him going, and now, you know, he's going to be in the middle for the rest of the way.
One thing we mentioned on a broadcast last night, Brooks has done about 99% of your catching this year, and normally you don't see that.
No, you don't. Jameson Cockrell has caught maybe 3 games, 2 that I can think of for sure. You know, knock on wood that we keep Brooks healthy for another 2 weeks, and he's just done a great job behind the plate defensively, mentally with our pitchers. He does a good job. He's calling most of the games himself with a little help from us over there, kind of letting him know what guys have done, but he's been great for us behind the plate.
Growing up a lot, I think, throughout the course of the year, hasn't he?
He sure has. You know, he's a sophomore, but mentally he's a junior, senior. He's just been around the game. Part of that's being a coach's son. But, yeah, he's really done a great job back there for us.
A couple of errors in the ball game last night. Other than that, a pretty solid ball game for you last night.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if it's lack of games or what it is. You know, we had another week off before games, and Sam makes a couple throws that, you know, we got Alex over there who's usually not our first baseman if Zach's not on the mound. You know, he struggled a little bit last night, but part of it was Sam and Mace too. Low throw, high throw. It's tough over there when you got a runner bearing down on you, and all those plays were right on him. So, you know, like I said, we worked around him. Zach did a great job working around him, and we kept our focus, didn't let ourselves get down on each other and down on ourselves, and got to the next pitch.
That was just a solid win over a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, top 5. I think they were single digits in losses in the spring. So that's a really good team right there that we faced. That pitcher threw a lot of fastballs, and if you're just going to throw those to us, we're going to figure it out. You know, early we didn't, and he was about 50 pitches through the fourth inning, fifth inning, and we really just said, hey, we got to settle down and stop swinging at strikes just to swing at strikes and swing at pitches that are in our zone. We talk about that a lot. We were settling a little bit, and once we came back to our approach and looking for our pitches, we started to hit him.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show on 1230 KHAS.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me. Think fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Tyrone, you got schooled.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings playing in day number two of the Johnny Hop tournament here today. Actually, a couple of ball games. Hastings will face Omaha Gross in this first ball game and then take a little break and come back tonight and take on Gretna. A couple of teams, coach, you have already seen this year. You beat Omaha Gross earlier in the season, 5-0, split two games with Gretna. What do you remember about these teams?
Right. Gross is going to be really fundamental. They're going to be strong defensively, make a lot of plays. When they're up and or when they've got people on third base, less than two outs, are usually going to bunt a guy in. You know, that's just part of their game. They're going to move runners. So, again, good test for us. Millard South tried bunting a lot last night. We fielded our position well as a pitcher and as a defense. So we'll expect a little bit of the same from them. Gretna, looked like they threw the Howell kid, who is one of the pitchers in the Cornhusker League All-Star game the other day last night against Grand Island. So I don't know if we'll see the blank kid or who we'll see from them, but they're going to go out and they're going to try and stroke the ball and hit the ball all over the place. And Alex is a great guy from Duncan Field to do that. If they put it up in the air, we got outfielders that can run them down.
Mason Spilenick will get the start for Hastings in game number one today, and then we'll go with Alex Panganiban in game number two. A pretty solid 2-3 in your pitching core.
Yeah, we're really happy with him. Mason's fought all year, and he's really worked. He just didn't have that changeup early in the season. He's worked hard to get that back, so he's back to three pitches. And since he's figured out that changeup, he's been really effective for us. Alex, you know, I said it last night, he's going to go whenever he gets the ball or whenever we'll hand him the ball, and he'll go out there, and we'll look for him to hopefully cap off a day sweep and get us to 3-0 in the tournament.
Okay, go today.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next as Hastings and Omaha grows today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good morning. Welcome to Duncan Field here on 1230 KHAS, American Legion baseball action. We've got the second day of the Johnny Hop tournament today. Hastings actually playing a day-night doubleheader, so to speak. Hastings will take on Omaha Gross here in game number one, take a little break, and then come back tonight at 6:30 and take on Gretna in day two of this tournament. Hastings opening things up last night with a win over Millard South by the score of 6-2. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings Five Points Bank, the record at 22 wins and 15 losses on the season. Hastings will go with Brock Dreher in the leadoff position. He'll be in center field this morning. His batting average is sitting at 303. Jamison Cockrell will be out in right field. He'll bat second. His average at 323. Alex Pangeneben will play at third base today in this first ball game. 311 is his batting average. John Blazer will be the DH. He'll bat fourth today. His average is sitting at 333. Brooks Asher behind the plate again for Hastings. He'll be the catcher. He'll bat fifth. His batting average up to 243 now. Ryan Kern will be at second base. He'll bat sixth. His average at 225. Braden Valentine will get to start out in left field today. Valentine, actually the leading hitter on the team, he is hitting 339. Brady Staten will be at first base. His average at 159. He'll be in the number 8 hole today. And Sam Reimer will bat ninth. He'll be at shortstop. His batting average at 236. Mason Spilenick will be on the mound for Hastings in game number 1. Spilenick is 3-3 in the season. His ERA is sitting at 2.50. So Hastings going with Dreher, Cockrell, and Pangeneben, Blazer, Asher, and Kern, Valentine, Staten, and Reimer in the starting lineup today with Mason Spilenick on the mound. For Omaha Gross, DiGiorgio Sportswear is their sponsor here for the summer of 2014. Leading things off will be their shortstop. That'll be Kevin Hanslick, batting in the number 2 position. Their center fielder, Matthew Hartig, in the catcher position. And batting third will be Andrew McElmeel. Playing at first base and batting fourth will be Patrick Maruse. The designated hitter for Omaha Gross today will be Nate Tietler. Playing at second base and batting sixth will be Jeff Pospickle. Playing at third base and batting seventh will be Noah Fanslau. Out in right field will be Nick Huskamp. And batting ninth, the left fielder will be Andrew Sokolowski. Your pitcher today for Omaha Gross, DiGiorgio Sportswear, will be Colin Weiss. So Omaha Gross, the visitors today here in this Johnny Hop tournament. It'll be Hanslick, Herding, and also McElmeel. Maruse will bat fourth, followed by Tietler, Pospickle. Fanslau will bat seventh, and it's Huskamp, Sokolowski, and Colin Weiss is on the mound today for Omaha Gross. They have a record of 21 wins and 19 losses on the season. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get ready for baseball today on 1230 KHAS. The singing of the national anthem here at Duncan Field today as we get set for day number 2 of the Johnny Hop tournament here this weekend. Hastings picking up a win last night over Millard South in the final ball game. This Omaha Gross team, they lost to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank yesterday by the score of 7-4. Gross actually had a 4-0 lead and was really dominating the baseball game until the bottom of the sixth inning. Lincoln Southwest scored all of their runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they went on to beat Omaha Gross yesterday by the score of 7-4. It is a big day of baseball here at Duncan Field. In fact, if you are looking for something to do, there's 4 baseball games here today, starting with Hastings and Omaha Gross in game number 1. Grand Island Home Federal is going to be around for games 2 and 3 today. Grand Island will take on Omaha Gross in the 1:30 ball game. And then Gretna will take on Grand Island Home Federal in the 4 o'clock game today here at Duncan. And Hastings will finish things off with a nightcap as they take on Gretna in a 6:30 ball game. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHAS. So Mason Spilenick is going to get the call for Hastings here in game number one today. Last night, it was a good pitching performance turned in by Zach Merrill. So we'll go with Mason Spilenick here in game number one today. Alex Panganiban expected to get the start tonight in the second ball game against Gretna. Mason Spilenick has thrown 36 and one-third innings so far for Hastings. His overall record is sitting at 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. Out of those 36 innings, Spilenick has given up 39 hits and 21 runs. 13 of those have been earned, 10 base on balls, 19 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 2.50. So Hastings, this is kind of the tune-up tournament for the area tournament that gets underway next week out at North Platte. Hastings will play on the Friday night against the North Platte First National Bank team in the opening round of the area tournament. We'll be following Hastings as well out to North Platte next weekend. So the final tune-up for Hastings before the area tournament. This is a baseball team, as our eyes set on the state tournament in Class A. This is going to be a good enough team to make it into the state tournament if they can play well here for the next 2 weekends. Hastings is set up pitching-wise very well. In fact, Hastings looking at their first winning season in a number of years here on the seniors level as they come in with a mark of 22 wins and 15 losses here in this ball game here today. So we're set to go. Game number one of actually 2 games today here on 1230 KHS, with a nightcap coming up at 6:30 tonight. Kevin Hanslick, the shortstop, will step in here first for Omaha Gross. He takes a pitch that's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. The ball game is underway. The second one is going to be fouled away here on the first base side, and the count is at 1-1. Omaha Gross, DiGiorgio's Sportswear, they're in their gray baseball pants here this afternoon. They've got orange tops. Hastings in their reds here for game number one. Their red tops and their white bottoms, their white baseball caps with their red brims here for the first half of this so-called doubleheader today. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and Kevin Hanslick falls behind it. 1-2. Like most pitchers, Mason Spilenick is going to stay ahead of the hitters here in this ball game here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. Spilenick doesn't throw the ball extremely hard, but he's right around the strike zone for the most part. And he'll have to stay in there here today, looking for a good performance for Hastings 5 points bank. There's the ball that's going to be hitting the gap in right center field, chasing the ball down there. That's Jameson Cockrell. It'll hold Hanslick to a single. So Kevin Hanslick, he leads off with a single to right center field, and this ball game is underway as Omaha Gross has got a base runner here in the first inning of play. Matthew Herding is going to come to the plate next for Omaha Gross. He is the center fielder. He'll bat from the right side. Like all these Omaha teams, they're pretty aggressive on the base pads, so we'll see what Hastings can do defensively here. Did a pretty good job last night against Millard South. There's the pitch here by Spilenick. He'll be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-0. Brooks Asher behind the plate again for Hastings here in game number one with Mason Spilenick on the mound. Brady Staten is over there at first base. At second base is Ryan Kern anchoring the right side of the infield here for Hastings 5 points bank. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be way outside for a ball. And Mason's struggling a little bit here in the first two batters. On the left side of the diamond, you've got Sam Reimer over there at shortstop and Panganiban at third base. Out of the outfield today for Hastings, Valentine out in left field, Dreher out in center, Cockrell out in right field. There's a ball hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up on a hop there by Brock Dreher. So a couple of singles here right off of the bat for Omaha Gross to DiGiorgio Sportswear. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Hanslick. Herding is on at first base for Omaha Gross. And now we got the catcher coming up there. It's going to be Andrew McElmeel coming to the plate next for Omaha Gross. And this team lost yesterday 7-4 to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, a very good team. As they give them 7 runs in the sixth inning of play, there's a pitch that's going to be onside and a throw down to second base, not in time. Scampering back into the bag there was Kevin Hanslick. McElmeel squaring around the bunt on that last opportunity. We'll see what they do here. With a count of 1-0, just underway. Scores around the bunt again, lays it down the first base line, and it's going to head down the line. It's going to be in foul territory. First baseman Brady Staten lets that one roll down the line there. Just Kerr's foul. So everybody will go back. Going back to first base will be Herding. Hanslick will move to second base. McElmeel will come back to the plate now with a count of 1-1. Temperature at game time, 77 degrees here this morning. Winds will be out of the north at 5 miles per hour. Temperature expected to rise up into the 90s throughout the day today as this second day of the Johnny Hop tournament continues at Duncan Field. McElmeel squares around the bunt again, and he fouls it down the first baseline for the second straight pitch. And now he has a count of one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count to Andrew McElmeel. We're in the top half of the first inning here today. Hastings 5 points bank, 22-15 in the season. Omaha Gross is sitting at 21-19. Mason Spolnick working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second base, comes set on the mound, looks again at second base, and now offers one to the plate. That ball's hit right by the third baseman, Paganib, and that's into left field for a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Hanslick. Here comes the throw in, and not going to be in time. It's going to be cut off. So Andrew McElmeel delivers a base hit there. They're going to give him a base hit. That was off with the glove of Paganib, but that would have been a tough play there. Hanslick comes around to score from second base, and Omaha Gross and three hitters got the lead over Hastings 5 points bank here in this one. The score is now 1-0. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Herding. On at first base is going to be McElmeel as he gets an RBI single here in this first inning of play. And now Patrick Maruse will come to the plate here for Omaha Gross. He's the first left-handed here we have seen here in 2 days. He scores around the bunt, lays it down, picked up there by Spilinick on the mound. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So they lay down the sacrifice. It works. Maruse is retired on the play from pitcher to first. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Herding. Down to second place will be McElmeel. And now coming to the plate next will be Nate Tietler. He's the designated hitter. He will bat from the right-hand side. 1-0 is the score. Omaha Gross out on top here in this ball game. Over Hastings, 5 points back, just underway. The pitch from Spolnick is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. So Nate Tietler at the plate here for Omaha Gross. Jeff Pospickle is on the on-deck circle here for DiGiorgio Sportswear in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch by Spolnick is going to be in there right down the pipe there. Good-looking pitch on a fastball. So the count now at 1-1 to Nate Tietler. One man out. Here in this first inning of play, Omaha Gross out on top of Hastings. Next pitch is hit right back to the mound. Spolnick looks the runner back to third, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Ball hit right on the nose there to Mason Spolnick. Does the job, looks that runner back to third base, preventing him from scoring. Goes over to Brady Staten to record the outs, and now there's two men out here in the first. And Jeff Pospickle will come to the plate next. He's a second baseman. He will bat from the right-hand side. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. One run comes in to score. The second one's going to be waved to the plate here. Here comes the throw in, and it's going to be bobbled, and a two-run score. Jeff Pospickle, he singles the left field to score two more runs. Herding comes in from third base to score. McElmeel comes around from second base to score, and it's 3-0 right off of the bat. Omaha Gross has got the lead over Hastings 5 points bank here. Day number two of the Johnny Hop tournament. Hastings beat this team just a couple of weeks ago, 5-0. Omaha Gross had only three base hits in the entire ball game, and that's a first meeting. They have got four base hits here against Hastings in inning number one against Mason Spolnick. Now they're going to appeal to a third base. I thought maybe the man that did not touch the bag over there. The plate umpire and the base umpire says, no, it's perfectly legal there. So it's a 3-0 ball game. Now Omaha Gross has got the lead with two men out. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. This is Noah Fanslau, the third baseman, coming to the plate next. He takes the pitch down low. He's ahead on the count of one ball and no strike. There goes the runner at second base. A swing and a miss at the plate to throw down there by Asher. It's going to be in time. They pick him off trying to steal second base. Pospickle is throwing out. Good throw there by Brooks Asher down to a second base to record the outs. And the inning is over, but Omaha Gross doing some damage here in inning number one. They score three runs here in the first inning on four base hits. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We have played a half an inning here at Duncan Field. The score, Omaha Gross 3, Hastings nothing.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. she was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament this weekend here on 1230 KHAS. It's actually being played at two different sites here at Duncan today. Memorial Field in Kearney, there's four more games over there today. Papillion La Vista South playing Kearney in the first ball game that got underway at 11 o'clock. The second one at 1:30, we'll have Papillion La Vista South taking on Pinnacle Bank Lincoln Southwest. At 4 o'clock today, Lincoln Southwest will play Millard South, the team that Hastings played last night. The Millard South will play Kearney in the 6:30 ball game tonight. So four games here today at Duncan, four games over at Memorial Field in Kearney. Then Hastings will play one game tomorrow. It'll be a 1:30 contest against Papillion La Vista South. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHS, beginning with the pregame show tomorrow afternoon at 1:15. So 3-0 is the score. Hastings yielding three runs in the top half of the first inning to Omaha Gross, DeGiorgio Sportswear. Now they're trying to come back here in the bottom half of the inning. Brock Dreher coming to the plate first for Hastings. He is a center fielder. His batting average at .303 on the season. Bouncing ball left side. That gets through there for a base hit. It's by the diving shortstop there of Kevin Hanslick. So Brock Dreher, on the first pitch that he sees here in this ballgame, singles to left field. Jameson Cockrell is going to come up there next. He is the right fielder. Cockrell batting .323 in the season. So Cockrell will bat here from the right-hand side. Hastings has a base runner in the bottom half of the first inning. Could be in for a shootout in this one, as Gross scoring three runs in the top half of the inning, and Hastings leading off here with a single to left field by Brock Dreher. Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate next. 30 out of 93 from the plate so far throughout the summer of 2014 there in this one. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner, nothing and one. Colin Weiss again is your pitcher for Omaha Gross. Andrew McElmeel is behind the plate for Gross. Patrick Maruse will be over there at first base, and Jeff Pospisil over there at second base for Gross, anchoring the right side of the infield. There's an inside pitch that's going to be fouled away. The runner was going on the pitch, but he'll have to go back. Left side of the diamond, we're going to have Kevin Hanslick over at shortstop, and Noah Fanslau will be at third base for Omaha Gross. Out on the outfield, you've got Andrew Sokolowski out there in left field, Matthew Herding in center field, and Nick Huskamp out in right field today for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside, and the count goes to 1-1 now to Jameson Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell has got 3 doubles to his credit so far this year. No home runs, 10 RBIs. Next pitch to him is going to be way outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, McElmeel. It comes back to the screen, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Brock Dreher. So a wild pitch or a pass ball there on the battery of Weiss and McElmeel. Brock Dreher heads down to second base on the play. Hastings has a man on in scoring position here in the bottom half of the first inning. Omaha Gross has got the lead by a score of 3-0. Coming set will be Weiss on the mound. His next pitch is going to be delivered to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And has down 3-2. So the count is 4-3 officially here on Jameson Cockrell of Hastings, batting from the right-hand side. Cockrell has struck out 11 times so far this year. He has walked 20 times. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen, so the count remains at 3-2. In 77 degrees, a partly sunny sky here at Duncan Field for day number 2 of our Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament this weekend. Colin Weiss looking in for the sign. He's got it from McElmeel. Comes set, fires one to the plate. Bouncing ball left side, picked up by Fanslau, the third baseman, goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time and down to second base. That's not in time. But against a Brock Dreher off of the bag there, Jameson Cockrell is retired in the play from third to first. Maruse goes down to second base to try to catch a Brock Dreher off of the bag there. That was not in time, so there's one man out here in the first inning for Hastings. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. Pango's been in kind of a mini slump. We say a mini slump, it's a slump for him. He's usually got a big stick, but last night he was just 1 for 3 from the plate as he flew out a couple of times to center field. Had a single late in the ball game. Comes up for the first time here today. Takes a pitch down low for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and no strikes to Alex Panganiban. His batting average, 311, 37 for 119 from the plate so far this summer. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the count is even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Panganiban, out of the 37 base hits, he's got 24 singles. He's got 12 doubles, and he's got 1 triple. No home runs, leads the team at RBIs with 28. 1-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground. Left side, Hanslick, big hop at shortstop, picks it up, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Dreher moves over to third base on the play for Hastings. Panganiban grounds out to the shortstop for out number 2 here in the first inning. John Blazer comes to the plate next. Blazer is the DH in this ball game here today. So Blazer comes to the plate here in the first inning, bagging the number 4 position for head coach Russ Kindig. Blazer on the season has a batting average of .333. So he'll go to work here. Bats from the right-hand side. The pitch by Weiss is going to be down low for a ball. And it's now 1 ball and no strikes. So John Blazer steps up there. Pops away the next pitch, but it's going to get out of play. The count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Blazer, he is 23 out of, 69 from the plate so far this year. He's got 4 doubles to his credit. He's got 1 home run. He's one of the 2 guys that hit a home run this season. Blazer's got 1, and Ryan Kern has got the other one. 2 balls and 1 strike here to John Blazer. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. And the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blazer's got 4 RBIs to his credit so far this year. 9 base on balls and 13 strikeouts. 2-2 the count. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be down low, a breaking pitch that misses, and the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blazer can get aboard here. We'll see Brooks Asher coming up there next. Asher had a big hit last night, and that went over Millard South in that 5-run, 6th inning for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner, and Blazer is caught looking. Hastings leaves a man in scoring position at third base here in the first. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit. No errors on Omaha Gross. 1 man left on base. We've played 1 inning this afternoon. The score, it is Omaha Gross 3, Hastings 0.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, American Legion Baseball this morning on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Omaha Gross scoring 3 runs on 4 base hits in inning number 1 here today. And now they're up there for the second time. You're going to have the bottom third of the order coming up here. Noah Fanslau, the third baseman, also the right fielder, Nick Huleskamp, and also the left fielder, Andrew Sokolowski. Mason Spillett comes out, throws inning number two here for Hastings. He throws a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. 0-1 to Noah Fanslau for Omaha Gross, DiGiorgio Sportswear here today. Next pitch is going to be hit down the line at right field, and it's going to curve over into foul territory. So a long strike there. No balls and two strikes. And Hastings played this team just a couple of weeks ago and really had an easy time with Omaha Gross beating them by the score of 5-0. That was in the Omaha Gross tournament. There's a ball hit toward right field coming on Cockrell, and he makes the catch. Fanslaw is going to fly out to the right fielder for Hastings, Jamison Cockrell. Coming to the plate next will be the right fielder for Omaha Gross. That will be Nick Huskamp. Huskamp coming in there out of the number 8 hole here for Omaha Gross. He will bat from the right-hand side as well. Huskamp, the first time we played these guys, he was 0-for-1 from the plate. There's a ground ball to short. Reimer has got it. He goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. So he grounds out to the shortstop here for out number 2 in the ball game. And now Andrew Sokolowski will come to the plate. Sokolowski did not play the first time around against Hastings 5 Points Bank. That was back on June 14th when they played these guys in the Omaha Gross Tournament. Sokolowski batting in the number 9 position here today. The pitch comes to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. Just underway. We're in the top half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today between Hastings and Omaha Gross. Next one is going to be a strike in the outside corner, and it's now 1-1. Top of the order due up there next. If Sokolowski can get aboard, Kevin Hanslick swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here. Next pitch is going to be close, but it misses outside. Mason wanted to know where that one was. 2-1. 2-1 the count here to Andrew Sokolowski for Omaha Gross. Mason working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count is now even at 2-2. Sokolowski, he did not play yesterday in the ball game against Lincoln Southwest. Batting in the number 9 position here today and playing out in left field. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It comes back near the screen behind the plates, and it's going to be grabbed there by Asher, the catcher. So an easy inning there for Mason Spilanek as Andrew Sokolowski fouls out to the catcher, Brooks Asher, and the inning is over for Omaha Gross. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with a score. Omaha Gross 3, Hastings nothing.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, the two American Legion baseball teams in Hastings also played yesterday. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, after winning the Cornhusker League Championship this week, they're playing in the area tune-up tournament in Omaha. They lost to Millard South last night by a score of 1-0. Hastings Runza, they lost to Lincoln Southeast yesterday by a score of 4-3. Hastings 5 Points Bank winners last night in the ball game we had here on 1230 KHAS. They beat Millard South here in the Johnny Hop tournament by a score of 6-2. Hastings trailing now 3-0 here in day number 2 of this tournament as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. Brooks Asher will be at the plate to begin things off. Ryan Kern will follow him. Braden Valentine, third up here in inning 2. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit towards short. Fielded there by Hanslick. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. Grabbed there by Patrick Maruz. So Brooks Asher, he grounds out to the shortstop here to begin the second inning. And now Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. Kern playing at second base today for head coach Russ Kindig. Kern's batting average is sitting at .225 on the season. He's batting in the number 6 position here today. Kern has got 19 base hits and 84 trips to the plate. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field, and it's going to curve over into foul territory. Falls out there. Andrew Sokolowski giving chase, but he couldn't get there. It falls in foul territory, so a long strike there on Ryan Kern. He falls behind it. No balls and 1 strike. Kern has got three doubles to his credit so far this year. He's got one home run. That was early in the season. His batting average is sitting right at 225 as the action gets underway today. He has walked 11 times. He leads the team in strikeouts with 20. Here's a Colin Weiss. He winds and delivers. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike to Ryan Curran. Braden Valentine now on deck for Hastings. Next pitch is hit to short. Hanslick again picks it up. He goes to first. The throw is high, but it's grabbed there by the first baseman, Maruz. And now the ball pops out of his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. Maruz had it. It was a high throw from Hanslick at shortstop, but Patrick Maruz had it in his glove. He went to tag out Ryan Curran coming down the line, and it fell out of his glove. So it's going to be an error chalked up there on Omaha Gross. And Hastings gets a base runner. Ryan Curran is now aboard at first base. That brings up Braden Valentine here in the second inning. Valentine, a 339 hitter on the season. And the first pitch to him, down low for a ball, 1-0 of the counts. So Braden Valentine now at the plate with a man out at first base. Valentine has got 21 base hits so far this year and 62 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit. There's a throw to first base, not in time. Valentine with no home runs and six RBIs this year. He's got eight base on balls. He's got 15 strikeouts. Next pitch by Weiss is a breaking pitch that hits the outside corner for a strike. And it's now one ball and one strike to Valentine, batting the number seven position here this afternoon. Taking a lead down here at first base is going to be Kern. Omaha Gross will hold him on now with Maruz over there at first base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Bouncing ball out in front of the plate. Fielded there by the pitcher. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Braden Valentine is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Moving down to second base in the play is going to be Kern. But now there's two men out. 3-0 is the score. Hastings is trailing Omaha Gross here in this ball game. Coming to the plate next for Hastings will be Brady Staten. Brady Staten, he's got a batting average of 159 so far this season. Hastings had eight base hits in the ball game last night against the Millard South in their 6-2 win. Staten is going to take a pitch here for a strike, nothing and one to Staten. Brady's got seven base hits and 44 trips to the plate so far this season for Hastings. Staten playing at first base today. Here comes the next pitch, a big swing and a miss. Way out in front of that one. As Colin Weiss fools him on that pitch there, a breaking pitch. It is now no balls and two strikes here to Brady Staten with Ryan Kern down there at second base for Hastings. Good lead there. Weiss looking in for the sign from his catcher, McElmeel. Comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that's outside. It's now one ball and two strikes to Brady Staten. Sam Reimer would be next. We'll see the top of the order in Brock Dreher if Hastings can get something going here in the second inning of play. Weiss again comes set on the mound, looks towards second base, offers one to the plate. Here it's on the way. It's going to be a bouncing ball towards short. Hanslick on the scoop goes to first base, and the inning is over. As a Brady Staten, he grounds out to the shortstop. Kevin Hanslick, Hastings scores no runs, no hits, one error in Omaha Gross, one man left on base. We've played two. The score, Omaha Gross 3, Hastings nothing.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament this weekend here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Omaha Gross DeGiorgio Sportswear. out on top of Hastings 5 points bank here in this one. The score is 3-0. Omaha Gross now batting here in the top half of the third inning. We got the top of the order coming up here with Kevin Hanslick for Omaha Gross. He takes the pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Spelnick stays out there for Hastings here in the third. He's given up 4 base hits so far in this ball game and 3 runs. Hastings with 1 hit and no runs. Next pitch fouled away back to the screen by Kevin Hanslick, and the count is now at 1-1. Batting from the right-hand side, he had a single in the first inning of play here today. Came around to score one of the 3 runs. Here comes a breaking pitch, and it just breezes by the uniform, and it touches the uniform of Hanslick, and he heads down to first base. So Hanslick is hit by a pitch here in the third. Whistles down to first base. Matthew Herding comes to the plate next. He is a center fielder. He had a single and scored a run in the first inning of play. In fact, the first 3 guys here in the batting order all had singles for Omaha Gross, and all 3 scored. And that's the difference so far. 3-0 is the score. Mason Spolnick now comes to the plate with a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Mason falling behind the hitters here in the ball game so far. Base runner down there at first base. That's going to be Hanslick. Mason looks that way. Here comes the next pitch to the plate outside. Now a throw down there by Asher, not in time. And the count here is at 2-0 to Matthew Herding. Herding backs out of the batter's box and takes a look at the coach down there in the third base box. Herding yesterday was 1-for-4 at the plate in that ball game against Lincoln Southwest. He struck out once. There goes the runner at first base, and the pitch is going to be fouled away. So a hit and run on there. Matthew Herding fouls away the pitch, so going back to first base on the play is going to be Hanslick. The count now at 2-1. 2-1 the count to Herding. McElmeel, the catcher, is due up there next for Omaha Gross, DiGiorgio's Sportswear. Top half of the third inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today at Duncan Field in game number 1. There goes the runner. No, he fakes the run. Now the throw down to first base, and that's not going to be in time. A little bit off of the target there by Asher. It would have been a close play there if it would have been on the money. 3-1 now. 3-1 the count to Matthew Herding in this third inning of play. Herding digs back in from the right-hand side. Spilling it comes set. The runner goes at first base. The pitch outside and a walk. So a base on balls given up here by Spilnick. So a hit batter and a base on balls here in the third inning of play. Omaha Gross has got a couple of base runners now in the third. Now coming to the plate will be Andrew McElmeel next, the catcher. Now the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher, is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound here early in this contest. Mason has been pretty good the past couple of weeks, but he's a little bit off of his game here today. Fell behind early in the first inning. They retired Omaha Gross in order in the second inning of play, but now he's come out here in the third. He has hit a batter, and he's also walked a man. Nobody out in the third. Now the meat of the order coming up here with McElmeel and Maruse and Teetler. The next three hitters here for Omaha Gross. So the conference continues. Head coach Kevin Asher, not head coach, but a pitching coach Kevin Asher, has got the infield pulled in, having a conference on the mound. Spelnick's going to stay out there. There's some action now in the bullpen for Hastings. A right-hander is warming up down in the bullpen on the third base side. So we'll see how long Mason Spillin can survive here today. Zach Merrill went the distance last night for Hastings 5 points bank and pitched pretty well. He gave up just 4 base hits in that one last night. Struck out 7, walked 1. Hastings picking up a win over Millard Southbound, the score of 6-2. Here's a bunt laid down. Spilnick grabs it. His play is to first base. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. McElmeel is retired in the play from pitcher to first, but moving down to third base in the play is going to be Hanslick. Now at second base is going to be Herding. Now there's one man out and runners in scoring position at second and third. Patrick Maruse coming to the plate next. He is the first baseman. He laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number 1. He bats from the left-hand side. The only left-hander in the starting lineup for Omaha Gross in this ball game today. He's going to take a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Patrick Maruse. He was 1-for-3 yesterday in their 7-4 loss to Lincoln Southwest. Stands with the bat in hand. Here comes the next pitch. Off with a glove of Spolnick and right by the second baseman, Kern, in the center field. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. He slides home safely and running down to second base and sliding in there safely is Patrick Maruz. That one was just by the outstretched glove of Mason Spolnick on the mound. Ryan Kern then couldn't handle it at second base. It goes into center field. Two run score. Hanslick comes in from third to score. Sliding home safely from second base is Matthew Herding. It's now a 5-0 ball game. Omaha Gross has got the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank here in day number two of this Johnny Hop tournament. Ruse ends up at second base. Only one man out here in the inning number three. And this is going to be Nate Tietler coming to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. He grounded back to the pitcher in inning number one. Tietler was 1-for-3 in the ball game yesterday against Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. He swings and misses on that curveball from Spolnick. And the count now is at no balls and two strikes. Spolnick so far has hit a man. He has walked a man. And he has not walked anybody yet. No strikeouts for Spolnick so far in this ball game through the first two-plus innings. Here comes the next pitch. It just misses outside. And the count is at 1-2. We're in the third inning today. Omaha Gross has jumped on Hastings here in this ball game. 5 runs and 5 hits for Omaha Gross. And they're looking for more here in the third. Spolnick's next pitch is a fastball that stays out wide. And the count of 2-2 now to Tietler. Hastings will play in the area tournament beginning next Friday out in North Platte. So postseason play gets underway next weekend. Hastings will play North Platte in the second game next Friday. That'll be an evening ball game. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHAS. Next pitch is going to be outside. The ball gets away from Asher back to the screen. Running down to third base on the play now is going to be Maruz. So Omaha Gross putting it to Hastings here in this second ball game of the Johnny Hop tournament. The count now on Nate Tietler is going to be at 3-2. So maybe the early start here has got Hastings in a daze after playing the late game last night. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on. Heading out to short, picked up by Reimer. His play is going to be the first base. That throws it a little bit high, and he's going to be safe over there at first. And a run comes in to score. Patrick Maruz comes in from third base to score. The throw a little bit high by Sam Reimer over to first baseman Brady Staten. Staten had to leave his feet to grab the ball, and Nate Tietler is going to be aboard here on the Hastings error. So Hastings with an error here in the third, cost him a run. It's now a 6-0 ball game. Omaha Gross, DeGiorgio's Sportswear out on top here of Hastings 5 Points Bank. And now we've got Jeff Pospisil coming to the plate next. He hits that ball out towards center. That's going to be grabbed out there by Brock Dreher for the second out. So Brock Dreher grabs the ball out there for out number two here in the third inning. And now Noah Fanslau will come to the plate next. He flew out to right field his first time up there. 6-0 is the score. Omaha Gross with the lead. They scored 3 in the first. They've got 3 more on the board here in the third inning of play. Anslau is going to take a pitch in there for a strike, and it's now 0-1. 0-1 to Fanslow. Here comes the next pitch by Spilinick, and that comes inside. Did it hit him? It did not, but the ball gets away from the catcher. Asher back to the screen. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Tietler. I would say it's going to be a short string here for Mason Spolnick. He does not get to Fanslau, retired here in the third. In fact, a pitcher that's warming up down in the bullpen has ceased, and he's ready to come on as he's standing near the fence down there on the third baseline. There's a strike here on the outside corner, and Mason Spolnick is ahead on the count of 0-2. Mason was expected to pitch game number two in the area tournament next weekend. Next pitch is going to be down low. Nice stop there by Brooks Asher behind the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. 6-0 is the score. Omaha Gross DeGiorgio Sportswear has jumped on Hastings 5 Points Bank here early in this baseball game. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Spolnick. That ball is going to be popped up. Should get out of the inning here. Calling for it is a shortstop, Reimer, and he makes the catch right near the bag at second base. So Fanslau, he flies out to the shortstop to end the inning, but again, Omaha Gross doing some damage here in the third. They score 3 runs on only one base hit. That's the two-run double by Patrick Maruz. One error on Hastings. One man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third with a score, Omaha Grows 6, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points back with a lot of wood to chop now. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. It is a 6-0 ball game. Reimer tries to bunt his way on. It's fielded there by Weiss. The pitcher, he goes to first base in time. Close play at first. Sam Reimer unable to beat out that attempted bunt there. Reimer lays it down, but fielded by Weiss. Quickly over to first base in time. So one up, one down here for Hastings in the third inning. Hastings has got only one base hit in this entire ball game, and that was by this man right here, Brock Dreher, to lead off the bottom half of the first inning. A pitch to him here in the third is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Dreher with a batting average of .303 on the season for Hastings. He was 2 out of 4 from the plate last night, and that win over Millard South sends that one to the outfield, but it should be caught coming on. He's going to be the right fielder, and he makes the catch. Nick Hueskamp makes the catch there on Brock Dreher's attempted hit. Brock Dreher flies out to a right field on that one. Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. There's two men out for Hastings here in the third. Cockrell, he grounded out his first time up back there in inning number one. Batting average to start today of .323. He's going to take a pitch inside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes now to Cockrell. Yesterday, he was 0-for-1. From the plate, but scored a run for Hastings. Race base on a base on balls. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Cockrell. If he can get aboard, we'll see Alex Panganiban coming to the plate for Hastings. Cockrell with 30 base hits and 93 trips to the plate so far this season for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It comes inside, nearly hit him. And the count now with 2-1. You're listening to the Johnny Hop Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Omaha Gross DiGiorgio Sportswear by a score of 6-0. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3-1 to Cockrell. He's got 20 base on balls so far this year and 11 strikeouts. Colin Weiss winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Cockrell taking all the way on that one and watches a pretty good pitch. Sail right down Broadway there. It's 3-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be popped up. Calling for it is going to be the second baseman as he drifts back in the shallow center field, and he makes the catch. Pospisil makes the catch. Hastings goes down in order for the first time here this afternoon as Jameson Cockrell flies out to the second baseman, Jeff Pospisil, in short center field. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with a score. Omaha Grows 6, Hastings nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Summer is here, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is your clothing destination. From modern fit to traditional, flat front to pleated trousers, Gary Michaels carries a broad selection of sizes from shorts to extra longs. Select a suit, dress shirt, and tie valued up to $550, now just $349. Don't miss this sale. New markdowns on summer sportswear, including shorts, polos, silk camp shirts, and tees. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Six runs, five hits, and one error for Omaha Gross so far in this ball game. Hastings with no runs, one hit. They've got one error as well. Omaha Gross, they have left one guy on the base pads. Hastings has left two men on base so far. As we head to inning number four here today, this is the top half of the fourth inning. This is Nick Huiskamp coming to the plate first. He's a right fielder, and he's going to single to right field. Picked up out there by Jamison Cockrell. Actually, he bobbles the ball out there and then picks her back up, but no damage done. It's going to just a single as Huiskamp heads into the bag at first base. So, again, Omaha Gross has got their leadoff man on here in the fourth. He went down in order in the second. In all their damage in the first and third innings today. Three runs in the first and three in the third. Now nobody up and throwing down in the bullpen. There's a attempted bunt that's going to be fouled down the third base side. This is Andrew Sokolowski coming to the plate. Hastings had some relievers warming up in the last inning, but the warm-up has ceased for the time being as Mason Smolnik is back out there for Hastings to throw this fourth inning of play. No balls and one strike to Andrew Sokolowski in the fourth inning. Taking a lead down there at first is Huiskamp. The throw over there is not going to be in time. Again, Brady Staten is at first base today for Hastings with Asher behind the plate, Kern at second, Reimer at short, and Panganiban at third. Valentine out in left field, Dreher out in center, and Jamison Cockrell out in right. There's a pitch out and a throw down to first base that's not in time. And they were squaring around the bunt, but a pitch out called there by Brooks Asher. The count is at one ball and one strike now to Sokolowski with a base runner on at first base. Hastings pinching in at third base with Alex Panganiban in on the grass. Here's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Spilinick. His throw to first base is going to be just in time. Take a little extra time to cock the arm and throw her down there, but it's just in time. Andrew Sokolowski retired in the play. That's a sacrifice laid down there by Omaha Gross as the runner moves down to second base on the play. Now they got a man in scoring position again with Kevin Hanslick coming to the plate next. He's a shortstop. He was hit by a pitch the last time up there in inning number three. He has scored both times he's been to the plate as he had a single back in the first inning. He's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Hanslick. He was 0 for 4 in the ball game yesterday against Lincoln Southwest in their 7-4 loss. As Lincoln Southwest scored all seven runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. There's a fastball by Spilnick. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. There's a slight breeze here today and a very enjoyable day for American Legion baseball today for day number two of the Johnny Hop tournament here at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. There's now two balls and one strike. Coming up after this game today, we're going to have Grand Island Home Federal playing this Omaha Gross team. That'll go at 1:30. Home Federal will play game number three against Gretna. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. Cockrell comes in, and he can't make the catch. Now he bobbles the ball out there in right field. Around the bag at third, coming home and scoring into play is going to be Huiskamp. So Hanslick gets aboard here on a single to right field. Ball was a kind of bobble out there by Jamison Cockrell, and that was just enough for Huiskamp to circle the bag at third and come home. Now it's a 7-0 ball game in favor of Omaha Gross. And Matthew Herding comes to the plate next. So that's going to be a single and an error chalked up on Hastings. To allow the runner to circle the bag at third and come home. So it's 7-0. Omaha Gross has got the lead. Matthew Herding to the plate next. He has walked and he has singled so far in this ball game. He has scored two runs. Spilnick's next pitch to the plate is swung on and missed. And Herding is behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. So three runs in the first and three in the third, one in the fourth. Omaha Gross dominating this ball game. Like we told you earlier, they really dominated the contest against Southwest yesterday until the bottom of the sixth. There's a throw over to first base that's not in time as Hanslick is back in there. You have all 7 runs to Lincoln Southwest in the bottom of the sixth inning yesterday and lost 7-4. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Asher out in front of the plate. Asher grabs it, but running down to second with no throw from Brooks is going to be Kevin Hanslick. Hastings just looks like they're running on about 4 cylinders today out of an 8-cylinder engine. A step slow in about every phase of the game. There's a ball hit over the head of Spilanek. And right through 2 infielders into center field and coming around to score in the play is going to be Hanslick. Unbelievable. Spilanek, he leaves his feet to try to grab that one, and it goes right through Reimer and Kern into center field for a base hit. Matthew Herding, he drives home another run here for Omaha Gross, and now it's an 8-0 ball game in favor of Omaha Gross to Giorgio Sportswear. I wouldn't expect a Spilanek to grab that ball, but Reimer and Kern, you got to make the play. It goes right through their glove into center field. Both of them had a chance to grab that ball. So 8-0 is the score. Andrew McElmeel comes to the plate next. Omaha Gross destroying Hastings here in the second day of the Johnny Hop tournament. There's a bouncing ball. Panganiban at third. Long throw to first base. That one is off of the glove of Brady Staten. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Herding. And now Omaha Gross has got runners on at first and third base. So things falling apart here for Hastings in the fourth inning. That's going to be another error chalked up on Hastings here in the fourth on the throw by Alex Panganiban or by Brady State. That one just goes bouncing off of his glove over there at first base. Now Patrick Maruz will come to the plate next. Maruz, he had a 2-run double back there in the third inning of play, and he had a sacrifice in the first. He'll bat from the left-hand side. There's a ball hit right by Panganiban. That's going to go into left field. Picked up by Valentine, and another run comes in to score as Maruz drives one home. Herding comes in from third base to score, and again, Omaha Gross has plated 3 runs here in the fourth inning of play. Maruz gets the base hit. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be McElmeel, and here comes the pitching coach again. Kevin Asher is making his way back out of the bullpen, or back out of the third base dugout here. As we gaze down in the bullpen, nobody up and throwing right now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Wow. Hastings really expected to beat Omaha Gross here today. Now we're going to have a pitching change in store as Kevin Asher is going to make a change out there as we are in the fourth inning of play, still with only one man out here in the inning. So a pitching change coming up. We'll take a break with the score Omaha Gross 9, Hastings nothing.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me. Think fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball.
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Tyrone, you got schooled.
1230 KHAS.
So a new pitcher for Hastings, it will be Braden Valentine. Valentine's going to come on here in this fourth inning of play. Valentine has thrown 7 1/3 innings so far for Hastings. He's got one save to his credit, no record. Out of those 7 1/3 innings, he has given up 9 hits and 4 runs. 2 of those earned, 4 base on balls, 1 strikeout. ERA is sitting at 1.90. So Valentine now on the mound. I think Mason Spillick, he's going to move over to third base on the play. John Blazer is going to be out in left field. So Valentine comes from left. Left field to the pitcher's mound. John Blazer, who's been the DH, he's going to be inserted into the ballgame now out in left field. Mason Spillick should be over at third base now for Hastings. Now the Alex Panganiban, he moves over to first base on the play. Coming into the play now for Omaha Gross is going to be Nate Tietler. So it's a 9-0 ball game. Hastings is trailing Omaha Gross. And we are in the fourth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. So Valentine is going to go to work. His first pitch is going to be a strike. Here comes the second one. Swung on and missed here by Nate Tietler. And Valentine gets ahead of the count. No balls and 2 strikes. 3 runs in the first, 3 in the third, and 3 here in the fourth inning of play. Here comes a next pitch, a swing and a miss. So Valentine comes on and strikes out his first batter he sees here. Now Jeff Pospisil comes to the plate next. He is 1-for-2 today. He had a 2-run single back there in the first inning of play, and he flew out to center field in inning number 3. The first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Runners are on at first and second base for Omaha Gross. Now they got 2 men out here in the inning. Valentine's next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, 2-0 the count. Valentine working quickly here in his first 2 batters as he puts his foot on the rubber, gets his sign. Now he's ready to go. Fires another one to the plate. Swung on and missed. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Jeff Pospisil for Omaha Gross. Yesterday he was 0-for-2 in the ball game against Lincoln Southwest. He was hit by a pitch in one of his outings. He's ahead on the count here at 2-1. There's a bouncing ball to third. Spillink has got it. His throw to first base is not going to be in time, and the ball gets by the first baseman, Panganiban, and a run comes in to score. So Spillink, his first opportunity at third base. There's an error chalked up on Hastings. Hospital gets aboard. McElmeel comes around to score now for Omaha Gross. That makes it a 10-0 ball game in favor of Gross. Maruz, he heads around to a third base in the place, and now Omaha Gross has got runners on at first and third base. Now Noah Fanslau comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman for Gross. He's the 9th man to come to the plate against the Hastings pitching staff here in the inning. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. We didn't talk about it, but I assume the 10-run rule is in effect here in this Johnny Hop baseball tournament. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. That's now 2 balls and no strikes. We are in the fourth inning of play. Hastings trailing Omaha Gross 10-0. Hastings has been out hit 10-1 in this one. Next pitch is a check swing foul back to the screen. And the count goes to, it should be 2 balls and 1 strike to Noah Fanslau. Nick Huelskamp is coming up there next. He started this thing off. Valentine comes set on the mound. Runners at first and third base. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And now the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes to Fanslau. Again, he did not play in the ball game yesterday against Lincoln Southwest. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to right field, and he's flown out to shortstop in his 2 appearances. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Staten is now out of the ball game. Alex Panganiban is over there at first base for Hastings after they made the pitching change. Here's the next pitch. A cold third strike in the outside corner, and finally Hastings gets out of the inning. But again, Omaha Gross, they do some damage as they score 4 runs here in the fourth inning of play. And we go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Omaha Gross 10, Hastings nothing.
Goodyear. Driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the final numbers on Mason Spilenicker in the ball game today as far as his pitching numbers. Spilenicker goes 3 1/3 innings. He gives up 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 walk. He hit a batter. And Spilenicker had no strikeouts. Braden Valentine finished off the inning for Hastings. So now we'll see what pitching coach Kevin Asher he likes to do here the rest of the way. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-0. Hastings being out hit 9-1 here in this one. Hastings has got 4 errors in the contest and virtually been silent here at the plate as Hastings will come to the plate here in the fourth inning. Panganiban, Blazer, and Asher coming to the plate here. Panganiban now at first base for Hastings after the pitching change in the last half of an inning started at third base. He's going to take a pitch in there for a strike. There's going to be no balls and 2 strikes here to Panganiban. He grounded out his first time up there. So Pango waiting on the pitch, and here it comes from Weiss, and it just misses inside. 1-2 strikes. Panganiban yesterday against Millard South was 1-3 at the plate. Scored a run. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left center field. Giving chase is going to be the center fielder, and he makes the catch. He comes a long, long way and grabs that one down around his knees. That is Matthew Herding. Herding covers a lot of territory out there in center field. He comes over to the left center right in front of Sokolowski and makes the catch right at his knees out there on the run. Nice play by the center fielder, Matthew Herding. So Panganiban, he flies out to center. Coming up there next is going to be John Blazer. He started as the DH, and Blazer is now out in left field for Hastings. Blazer's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here, 1-0 the count. He struck out his first time up there. Hitting number 1, he's batting the number 4 position here this morning. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Boss Pistol has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Blazer, he grounds out to a second base. Now Bricks Asher comes up there next. Asher is the catcher. He grounded out his first time up there. Asher yesterday had a pretty good day. He was 2-3 at the plate against Millard South. He had a 2-run single in the 6th inning of play for Hastings to kind of ignite Hastings 5 points back in that ball game, as Hastings came up with 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning to win that thing yesterday by a score of 6-2. Asher had one of the 2 big base hits in that ball game. Ryan Kern had the other one. There's a strike delivered up there by Weiss, and it's now 1-1. 2 men out for Hastings here in the 4th inning of play. This is the Johnny Hop tournament today. You're on 1230 KHAS. There's a hard hit ball, but right at the center fielder, Herding. He looks up and makes the catch, and Hastings goes down in order here in inning number 4. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We have played 4 innings today. Omaha Gross has got the lead over Hastings. Omaha Gross 10, Hastings nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, 10-0 is the score. Hastings trailing in this contest to Omaha Gross DiGiorgio Sportswear. Yeah, we're going to be right back to where we started in the last inning. That's number 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order with Hughes Camp and also Sokolowski and Hanslick. Three runs by Omaha Gross in the first inning. They went down in order in the second. They scored three more runs in the third, and they had four runs in the fourth. So they're taking out their frustrations on Hastings 5 Points Bank after coughing up a lead yesterday, a 4-0 lead to Lincoln Southwest in the sixth inning when they allowed 7 runs. They lost yesterday in the first game of this tournament by a score of 7-4. Braden Valentine comes back out for Hastings. Valentine struck out a couple of guys. They came out in relief in the last half of an inning for Mason Spelnick. So Valentine will come back out here in inning number 5 and will throw a strike here to Nick Hughescamp. He singled in the last inning for Omaha Gross, came around to score one of their runs. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 1-1. Nick grounded out his first time up there. He was 1-for-2 in this ball game so far as he's batting for the third time here in this fifth inning. Next pitch by Valentine is going to be hit toward the outfield, drifting back, and now calling off the shortstop. Reimer is going to be Blazer, and he makes the catch. Reimer is heading back there in the shallow left field, but John Blazer comes in to make the catch out in left field for Hastings. First out now for Omaha Gross in this fifth inning of play. Andrew Sokolowski coming to the plate next for Omaha Gross. He fouled back to the catcher in inning number 2, laid down his sacrifice in inning number 4. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. 9 hits for Omaha Gross, 1 hit for Hastings, 1 error for Omaha Gross, 4 for Hastings. Thus, you add that up, 10-0 is the score. Omaha Gross with the lead. Weiss has went all the way on the hill for Gross here in this ball game. Now Braden Valentine is in there for Mason Spelnick for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch by Valentine is going to be outside the strike zone. The count is even now, 1-1. Here comes the next one from Valentine. That ball is hit over here in the foul territory, and it's going to get out of the play. So 1-2. Valentine working from the stretch, although he's on the base pads right now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Valentine has been used as a short reliever throughout the season so far for Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And just a 7 and some change as far as the innings pitched so far this year. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It is now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Andrew Sokolowski. He is the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Omaha Gross DiGiorgio's Sportswear. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Asher as it goes bouncing over here toward the first base dugout. And the count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Omaha Gross will play Grand Island Home Federal in our second ball game today. It will get started at 1:30. Then Hastings will come back and play tonight at 6:30 against Gretna. We'll have that ball game for you as well here on 1230 KHAS. Now Valentine loses Andrew Sokolowski as he throws a pitch outside for a ball. He walks him. That's the first walk of the ball game given up by Valentine. Sokolowski hits out of the bag at first. Now Kevin Hanslick, the shortstop, comes to the plate next for Omaha Gross. He has reached on an error. He has reached on a hit batter, and he's also had a single, so he is actually 2-for-2 today. He's been on base all 3 times he's been up there. He has scored 3 runs. That's what you like to see out of your top guy in the batting order here for Omaha Gross. Man is on at first base. Valentine delivers one to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. That's 1-0. Day number 2 of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament. Hastings wrapping up the regular season this weekend with this traditional tournament here at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. No, it's not. It's going to be right out there on the pitcher's mound. It's going to be grabbed there by Valentine. Asher was looking back toward the screen like it was going to come back here toward the screen, but it's popped up, and finally the pitcher, Braden Valentine, he grabs the ball there. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter come up here. It's going to be Rocky Misek. Rocky Misek is going to come up here and pinch hit in the fifth inning. He will bat from the right-hand side, batting in the place of Herding. So Misek comes to the plate here. Did he play yesterday? He did not play yesterday in the ball game against Lincoln Southwest. So Rocky Misek is at the plate here, opens up the stance on the right-hand side. The pitch by Valentine up around his head there. Misek slips away from that one. And they got a one ball and no strikes. We've got a base runner on at first base. That is Sokolowski. Panganiban will hold him on over there defensively for Hastings. Valentine comes set, offers one to the plate. Hit right back Valentine towards second. Kern grabs the ball. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Misak is retired in the play from second to first. Ryan Kern to Alex Panganiban. The inning is over for Omaha Gross to Giorgio Sportswear. Omaha Gross, they score no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Omaha Gross 10, Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. It has not been Hastings 5 points bank day here today. After a pretty impressive win last night over Millard South, they have really struggled in this ball game today against Omaha Gross de Giorgio's Sportswear, trailing by a score of 10-0. Omaha Gross will stick around and play a game number two today against Grand Island. That one begins at 1:30 today. Then Gretna will join the parade here today. They'll take on Grand Island in the 4 o'clock ball game. Tonight at 6:30, it'll be Gretna against Hastings 5 points. We'll have that game tonight here on 1230 KHAS, beginning right around 6:30. Ryan Kern coming to the plate here for Hastings. Kern, Valentine. We'll see what happens in the number 8 position. That was where Brady State was at. Hastings trailing 10-0. I assume the 10-run rule is in effect here after 5 innings, so Hastings will have to scratch out a run. There's a hard-hit ball by Ryan Kern. That is in the gap in left center field. It's going to roll to 405 feet away. Kern is around the bag at first. He's on his way to second. Stand-up double. Ryan Kern gets a double here in the 5th inning. He hammers that one to a left center field. That's probably the biggest base hit we have seen here this weekend. Ryan Kern, he doubles to left center field to get things started for Hastings here in the 5th inning. Coming to the plate next is going to be Braden Valentine. So Kern gets the base hit there for Hastings. And now Valentine comes up, squares around the bunt, and pulls it back. And it will take a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. That's only the second base hit of the ball game for Hastings here in this contest. Kern gets his fourth double of the season. He's standing on the bag. Now it's his second base. There's the ball hit towards center field. Backing up is going to be Herding, and he makes the catch. So Valentine, he flies out to Matthew Herding out in center field. That's going to be the first out. And now Spilnick is going to come up there. He'll bat here in the number 8 position. Spilnick is now at third base after throwing the first three in a third innings today. Hastings had the DH in play when Spilnick was on the mound. So Mason Spilnick batting now for the first time here in inning number five. Stands in the right-hand batter's box as Weiss will go to work on him. There's a high fly ball again. Shallow right field coming on is going to be the right field, and he trips over the second baseman, but he hangs on to it to make the catch, tagging up at third, second base, and moving down to third is going to be Ryan Kern. The second baseman, Pospisil, and the right fielder, Hughes Camp, both making a play on the ball out there. They kind of run into each other, and Pospisil, he's actually going to make the catch out there, but he tumbles over the right fielder, Hughes Camp, to make the catch. That's the second out of the inning. But tagging up and moving over to third base on the play is going to be Ryan Kern. Here's Sam Reimer at the plate next for Hastings. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. So now there's two men out here in the fifth inning. Hastings has a man on at third base, and they're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 10-0. Reimer, the number nine hitter in the batting order, coming to the plate here, takes a pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Colin Weiss has went all the way here for Omaha Gross. He's given up just two base hits. Weiss winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now, should be two balls and one strike now. Two balls and one strike to Sam Reimer. Here's Weiss again. He winds, offers up another one. Bouncing ball toward shortstop. Hanslick has got it. His throw to first base is going to be in time. Reimer is retired in the play. From short to first, and the ball game is over. A 10-run rule here by Omaha Gross as they knock off Hastings by the score of 10-0. Omaha Gross, or rather Hastings here, in the bottom of the fifth, they score no runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. Final score, Omaha Gross wins it today over Hastings by the score of 10-0. Back with the final totals after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Omaha Gross to Giorgio's Sportswear. They put it to Hastings 5 Points Bank here in the second day of the Johnny Hop tournament today. As this one is stopped after five innings because of the 10-run rule. Omaha Gross, they scored 10 runs, 9 base hits, 1 error. They leave 4 men on base. Hastings, no runs, 2 hits today. They commit 4 errors in the field. They leave 2 men on base. Colin Weiss, the winning pitcher for Omaha Gross today, gives up no runs, 2 hits, had 1 strikeout, no walks. Mason Spilnick, the losing pitcher for Hastings today. Spilnick goes 3 1/3 innings. He gives up 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 walk, 1 hit batter, and no strikeouts. Spilnick on the season is now 3-4. Braden Valentine comes in and throws 1 2/3 innings today. He gives up no hits, 1 walk, he had 2 strikeouts, and he gives up 1 run. So Hastings loses this ball game today by a score of 10-0. Hastings with only 2 base hits in the contest today. Brock Dreher had one in the first inning. Ryan Kern had the double in the fifth, but that's all Hastings got, as Hastings is beaten by Omaha Gross today by a score of 10-0. Omaha Gross, they'll hang around. They'll play Grand Island Home Federal in this second ball game at 1:30 today. Grand Island Home Federal will play Gretna at 4 o'clock today. Then Gretna will play the final ball game against Hastings Five Points Bank at 6:30 tonight. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHIS, beginning at about 6:20 or so tonight. Hastings now 22-16 in the season. Omaha Gross, they are now 22-19. In the final score today, Omaha Gross over Hastings Five Points Bank. A shortened affair today. Five innings stopped after five innings because of the 10-run rule. Gross beats Hastings by a score of 10-0. We'll be back later on today for game number two of our doubleheader. Again, Hastings playing Gretna down there at about 6:20 with a first pitch at 6:30 tonight. From our producer and engineer back at the radio station, John Deberin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Duncan Field.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHES Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned to the second half. The doubleheader is coming up here on 1230 KHAS.